Chairman and fellow colleagues, I represent Ariel Zenger from the Coalition of Green for the Pilgrim Pipeline. She has a couple comments, concerns she likes to discuss with it. I just ask you to listen unbiased to her concerns. Thank you.
Go ahead, Ariel.
Mr. Chairman, I advise the county attorney and the county administrator that I'm recused from this matter because of a relationship with my employer and the Interstate Thruway Authority. So at this time, I'll leave the room, and then you come and get me when they're finished.
I'll flag you back. Thanks, Ariel. Welcome to come up here if you'd like. Good evening.
Hi. Sorry, I was a little confused by the timing. I thought that Pilgrim would be answering some of the questions that had been posed to them before I would be coming up to speak.
Speak up.
Sorry.
Can you get the loudspeaker on?
Is that speaker on? Sorry.
I could just talk loud and not use the mic.
Thank you.
Okay, I can.
It's on.
Okay. So I was just saying, I apologize for being a little confused. I had thought that Pilgrim would be answering some of the questions that were posed to them, and then that I would be speaking afterwards.
No.
Okay.
You'll have to.
Are those questions going to be posed in this meeting, or is that a
what
separate?
Questions?
Okay, that answers my question then. Okay, so I will.
We're not answering those at this time. That's Pilgrim's.
Right, they were given.
Yeah, they were given the Pilgrim for their response.
Can I ask you when are they to be getting the Green County for their responses?
We don't know. We don't know that answer.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, well, so that's interesting. So we in this room and the public who's awaiting some information is in fact not going to be receiving any answers to some really critical and important questions that we have posed to Pilgrim about how this will affect our communities, how it will affect private property owners, how it will affect the county and the town's tax bases. But I can tell you a little bit about why I'm here. This, so I'm not on my toes. So I do want to begin by disclosing that my involvement in the situation is deeply personal. Pilgrim Rep approached me over a year ago asking to utilize my property that I had recently purchased to put a construction road in for building the pipeline. I have told them no. I have told them that they are not to step foot on my property, that they have no permission to access my property for any reason. And yet when the permits came out recently, the permit applications were published, the maps that they used show the construction road going right through my property, which to me indicates that they plan for any property owner who has not given them access, that they plan to take it by condemning properties through eminent domain. That also brought up the concern for me that they plan to use some properties that are owned by some of the towns in Greene County, and I'm not sure if they might be wanting to use some property owned by the county itself. I don't know. But I do know that there are some Town of Catskill-owned property that they plan to use. I do not know if they have made any kind of agreement with the town, but from the maps that they've published, it seems that they are planning to condemn any property owned by municipality or private property owners that is not offered to them of free will. So I find this very concerning as a property owner and, of course, as a member of this community. sorry, lost my train of thought for a second. There are also huge concerns that installing these pipelines will severely degrade our tax base. There was one private property owner who was looking to sell their property, approached an appraisal firm and asked them to value their property. It was valued at $800,000, and they had been approached by Pilgrim, so they asked the appraisal firm to value the property if there was to be this set of oil pipelines, and the appraisal firm gave them the information that the property value would be $150,000 or less. So if we take that and extrapolate to how this could affect other properties and the overall tax base, we're looking at a serious problem for the entire county. So aside from property values, of course, there are many other resources that are going to be affected. Drinking water, municipal groundwater wells. There's a lot of underground drilling that they plan to do. As far as I know, we've not been able to get any answers from them about how they can assure that our drinking water will be protected. What would they do if there was a problem created with our drinking water? And I'm not even talking about the possibility of a leak or a spill, which of course would be devastating. Even just during the construction, all of the upheaval and drilling and digging that they would be doing could have some major impacts. In addition to drinking water, they would be using, as they build these construction roads on certain properties, these construction roads, of course, will have to connect with other roads, or you know, they're not going to levitate the trucks down from the sky, of course. So I counted just within a 5-mile strip of the pipeline route in the Catskill area and a little bit north into Athens and Coxsackie, there were, I think 8 different roads that basically would be de facto construction roads. So, thank you. So this was only 5 miles out of a 37-mile stretch that they plan to utilize through Greene County to build this pipeline. So we have infrastructure concerns, we have water concerns, we have concerns about public and private resources. And then there, of course, are also the larger concerns, which Pilgrim addresses in a really bizarre way. One of their big claims is that they will be decreasing greenhouse gas emissions with this pipeline because they will be taking a few barges, oil barges, off the rivers. It's completely bizarre, and I've heard the term used Orwellian, which it is. I mean, this is a perfect definition of Orwellian. They completely discount the greenhouse emissions that will be caused by extracting this oil, the gas flares, all the gas that just gets burned off while they're pulling this oil out of the ground in North Dakota. Also, you know, using the extra oil that, of course, would increasingly be brought out in order to fill the pipelines, greenhouse gas emissions that would be caused by all the construction, building the pipelines themselves. And on top of that, there is no guarantee that they would even take a single barge off the river. They're claiming that market forces will cause this to happen. But if we're going to look at market forces, we have to look at the fact that the ban on American oil exports is being lifted, and there is going to be a flood of oil that these same people and their associates want to pull out of the ground and sell overseas. So they're not going to be trading off one form of transportation for another. What they're going to be doing is utilizing every single form of transportation they can. This includes the pipelines, it includes the barges, it includes the bomb trains. I should touch on bomb trains in my 1 minute left. They, as far as I know, have not claimed in writing, at least, they have not even claimed to be taking any of the bomb trains off the tracks, but they certainly don't mind when people make that assumption. Not only will they not be taking a single bomb train off the tracks, because there is no oil train that goes from Albany to Linden, which is the pipeline route, they will actually be tripling the number of bomb trains that will be coming into Albany, because they have to bring the oil there to put into the pipeline itself. So a lot of people have been concerned about these bomb trains, rightly, and it will not have the slightest effect in terms of improving that situation. It will, in fact, serve to make it much, much worse. I have other things to say, but I think my time is up, so I'm going to stop here. And thank you so much for letting me speak.
Thank you. I'm sure it'll be an ongoing conversation. So thank you. Thank you for your time.